The SNP has managed to present itself as the patriotic party, the embodiment of the will of the Scottish people, if you like. And it has done so by being very different types of organisation in different parts of the country. If you look at some of its strongholds and so on, Moray, Aberdeenshire, Perthshire and so on, those are places where it has supplanted the Conservatives. But it has also subsequently made great inroads in Dundee, in parts of the Central Belt, at the expense of Labour, because it has managed to say that it is standing up for Scotland's interests against both Labour and the Conservatives.
And how much is that been the political acumen of Alex Salmond that essentially for a long time has outwitted the main political parties?
It is difficult to imagine that they could, that the SNP could have done, come so far without Alex Salmond, because he has been such the dominant figure in it for nearly 30 years now. But I think there are other forces at work that have contributed to the SNP's rise, and that it would have become a more prominent force in Scottish politics even without Alex Salmond.